Hello, hello. Welcome to the Maleko and Flash podcast on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Maleko. Flash is not here. We've replaced Flash on the show. It's now the Maleko and Makua podcast. Or do you want your name first?
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. I'm here with you. We'll do it, the Makua and Maleko podcast right on. We'll just ditch Flash from right on. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We are live on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and LinkedIn and Twitter. Wherever you get your live streams today. We're also going to be streaming on our website at MalekoandFlash.com. Today's episode, we've got a very special guest joining us here. Just a few weeks ago, he wrote into the history books over at Jaws. He's a musician. He's an entrepreneur. And he's a world-class surfer. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the one and only Makua Rothman.
How's everybody? Aloha, aloha.
Aloha. Thanks so much for coming and joining us today, man. It's so exciting to have you with us on the show.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, you came in today. I want to start with you. You came in today, and you had your arms full of bagels. Bagels. And bagels. I thought, oh, this guy must really like bagels. Are you a New York guy? Do you love the taste of bagels? What's the story with bagels and Makua Rothman?
I'm just a Hawaiian Jewish boy. And, you know, let's leave it
shalom,
at that.
Then.
Shalom. I call it shaloha.
Shaloha.
But, we came together with my partners, Heather Robinson and Thomas Naylor from Kainui Kitchen, and created a beautiful bagel company called Bonsai Bagels. And I brought some here for you guys to try today. I hope you like them.
This is your company. You put this together.
I'm a partner. I have partners. It's not just mine.
Okay. So who came up with the recipes for this? How do you come up with a recipe for a bagel?
Oh, you got to ask Heather. She's the wizard at the recipes. I mean, I can cook shoyu chicken and steam Chinese fish, but when it comes to bagels, I leave that up to her, and I just do the recommendations on what I like to eat, mm-hmm. and she has the magic hands and makes it happen.
That's fantastic. What an exciting prospect for you. Have you ever owned a business before?
Oh, yeah. I own a few businesses. I have a shark business, Haliva Shark Tours, if anybody wants to go out there and check out the sharks in the ocean. I also have a surf school, Makua Rothman School of Surfing.
Yeah.
I have a store on Maui called Jaws Country Store.
You're pretty busy then, man.
A baby lion called Coco and Pina. a few other things in the works. So, yeah, it's the Jewish in me, you know.
It's just you're always busy then. What was your backup plan if the Grom surfing thing didn't work out back small kid time?
If the surfing thing didn't work
out?
Yeah. I didn't have a backup plan. There was no option besides make it work. And, through surfing, I made a lot of my... a lot of my relationships, a lot of my opportunities came from the surfing platform. And, you know, just like anything else, everybody, it's easy for companies and sponsors to jump in when you're hot.
Sure.
For someone to actually believe in you and see the future before it happens and also stay with you beyond or come to you after you're beyond your prime in your sport and feel that you have a platform, a voice with what you have done and the opportunity to spread that voice and that inspiration to the world. Those are the very special people in life that make it possible for us to strive for life before and after a professional career.
It's pretty amazing when you think about, you know, you have this incredible support system. You have, can you hear me in the headphones? You can't, huh?
Let's see what's going on.
Oh, you know why? You're not plugged in. Hold on, we're going to do that right now. We're going to plug you in.
Yeah, plug me in would be good. I was trying to say before, I can't hear you. You're like, it's okay. I was like, oh, okay. There we go.
About that.
Oh, goodness. Thank you. Thank goodness.
It's our first time. You know, it's our very first show.
That's all right. It's all good.
You know what? You know what the problem is? That particular headphone, that was Flash's job.
Oh, yeah, he's not here.
And
that's
he's
why.
Not here.
Of course.
So, you know, sorry about that.
Hey, like they said, plug it in, plug it in.
Well, you know what we're going to do right now? Before we go any further, we want to get some cocktails on the table here.
Oh,
we
yes.
are here at a beautiful Shorefire Grill in Waikiki at the International Marketplace. You know, this place has changed so much over the years, but these guys have been so good to us. So we're going to go grab some drinks from the bar. Actually, can you help us out with that?
Do they have any Coors Seltzers here by any chance?
What is that, the Coors Seltzer?
Seltzer?
Which flavors do you want?
Any flavor.
We'll go find out. We'll find out.
If they don't, we've got to get it to them.
I'm going to send Lauren. Baby's going to go for us. She's gonna
Thank you.
Very nice of her to go check. Nice. You know, they take care of us. They're going to give us a couple of rounds of drinks here and kind of help us get the flow going. While our bartender is making the drinks, though, we're going to have you pick a word of the day.
Aloha.
Okay. The word of the day is aloha. All right. So every time you hear the word of the day, folks, you're going to make some noise.
There you go. Aloha.
Going to have a sip of the drink. And I'm sorry, Lauren, I know you just came back, but would you mind going to the bartender and just tell him to explain the drink to us? He is live. We'll turn his mic on.
And don't have to muddle.
There we go.
I hear the ice. I hear the scooper.
Can you explain the drink as you go? You are live.
Absolutely. So we add the ice, and then we will add the mint leaves.
Sounds like a mojito already.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
I love it. Look at this view right here. This is unbelievable. Right above the world famous Kalakaua Strip.
And we will squeeze two limes into each cocktail. Oh, try to get the limes actually in there.
What is he making for us, Lauren?
Is he putting the lime in the coconut?
And then
he
shakes
the
it all about?
In the coconut.
He's making a coconut.
It's a coconut mojito. There it is.
How fitting for Waikiki.
We use Malibu coconut rum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. 1.5 ounces.
Oh, I thought it was 3 ounces. Nah. You only got half the recipe.
You got to make a double for Makua.
I'm good.
It's not a Coors seltzer, though. Are those your jam now, the Coors seltzers?
I love them, yeah. I'm the Coors seltzer man right now, so I got to make sure that.
Are you just a seltzer guy in general, or is it just the flavors that you like?
In general, if I was to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, it would be tequila.
I love tequila, too.
For some reason, I can drink it, and I mean, I don't think I get drunk, but my other people say otherwise. I feel like together. You know, vodka's nothing on vodka, but you want to see me do like a stage dive off the floor?
No, not really.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, a really big drinker. I sip on a few things, and I just get a little bit scared, or I don't really like the feeling of like not being in control, you know. I always feel like someone's going to get me or something if I get too drunk.
A little paranoid when you get too drunk.
Oh, man, yeah.
But you have people taking care of you, though. You got a family and friends all around
you. Yeah, but, you know, just that being said, everybody's got to take care of themselves. Everybody got to drink responsibly. We want everybody to get home to their family. Alcohol is great to enjoy, but it does, you know, have its side of it that, you know, we all know about. And anybody out there that is drinking, and just be responsible. And, you know, there's a reason there's an age of 21 that, you know, you should be responsible by then. We all should have been, right? But I'm just saying to all the, you know, listeners and viewers out there, please drink responsibly. And because it's not always yourself that you can hurt, it's others. And, you know, let's all make sure we return to spread the aloha with our families.
Aloha. All right, now I'm going to let him finish making this drink here, Makua. Let's enjoy the display.
We'll just top it off and finish it off with some soda to give it that light mojito mouthfeel.
Could you give us that rundown one more time on exactly what is in that drink? I want to hear that again. I was talking away.
Sorry, we were talking.
Yeah, we try to keep the garnish kind of simple.
He can't hear us, so he's just going on.
Well, I just heard lime in the coconut. Got me excited.
And also starfruit.
Oh, he's got a starfruit garnish.
Just like that. The coconut.
Well, two
mojito.
For you.
There you go.
And one for me in Maleko.
He knows us is the deal. That's beautiful. This is a 10-minute drink, though. This is one of those drinks where, you know, it matters when you come to Hawaii. You want to get that Hawaii drink, you know.
Yes.
I imagine the people who come here, they're coming from right now, frozen tundra in the U.S., and they're in Hawaii, and this is going to be their first tropical beverage.
Oh, wow. Just the emotions that are going to run through. And that first taste of thermal, that aha moment.
So have you spent any time in New York?
Yes.
And so when you go to New York, do you have your spots, like places that you go every time you go, like restaurants, bagels, pizza?
Yeah, well, I have, you know, a lot of good friends and family that always take care of me. And there's certain places that I've always gone. You know, they took me. And, yeah, I love New York. New York is unbelievable.
Yeah. That's why you brought in the bagels. Immediately, I thought of New York. Mm-hmm. We went on a bagel hunt the last time we were there. And we, you know, we found some good pizza and bagels, but I felt like we didn't have the connects, right? Well,
what about this? How about I let you try a bagel right now? Since it's fresh in your mind and you guys are hunting bagels, hunt no further. There's a box of gold right here.
I'd love it.
Can
I'd
I get you one?
Yeah, please. Okay, please. Grab me whatever flavor you recommend.
So let me break these flavors down for you real quick.
Okay.
There's going to be a jalapeno cheddar.
Let's zoom out. Let's get a shot of this. A
jalapeno cheddar. Uh-huh. It's our El Jefe.
Oh, my God.
Jalapeno cheddar.
Can we see this? That's amazing.
Mediterranean pizza bagel. Here's the El Jefe. I mean, by far, one of the best sellers. Of course, can't go in the world without a churro anything.
Oh, that is a churro bagel.
The churro bagel.
Dude.
These are going to be in the Disneyland, let me tell you soon.
That's amazing.
Then there's a sesame seed.
Uh-huh.
And then our everything bagel.
I love it. Wow,
but
dude.
Wait, I didn't just bring you the bagels, okay? One second.
Brought the schmears.
Schmear.
That should have been the word of the day. This is amazing, by the way. We've never had a guest bring food. We've always had the restaurant provide food, and even that's just a recent thing.
Well,
but man, hooking it up.
I come from a different time when you come to somebody, if somebody invites you somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you bring something. You don't come empty-handed.
I love it.
And so we're going to go over schmear right now, okay?
Okay.
So bonsai bagels.
Yeah, explain the difference here, because here
hold
in Hawaii.
Hold on one second. Let me take these earphones off.
Yeah, go ahead. Might need to go to the wide shot here.
Oh, check it out.
Look at this. He's handing bagels out to the entire restaurant. This is awesome. These girls were checking
Hawaiian
it out.
Bagel King. So, here we go.
Okay.
I have roasted hummus.
Schmear. Roasted hummus.
Roasted hummus. Roasted beet hummus.
Oh, beet. That's where the red color comes from.
You know, I'm really bad at that stuff. That's good. I have...
Classic. Cream cheese.
Cream cheese. I mean, I didn't make the cream cheese, so I'm going to give Philadelphia.
Okay. Shout out. The best. Shout out to Kraft.
This is the jalapeno.
Okay.
Jalapeno spread.
A little bit of a kick.
I have... Girls, what kind of spread do you folks like? I'm over here passing out bagels to
He is.
People, what kind of spread do you like? Beet, jalapeno, or regular?
Jalapeno.
Come here.
Jalapeno.
Here you go.
Jalapeno business right there. Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
Enjoy.
This is
I have the
this
bagel
is
kit.
Okay. Oh, look at this. The lox.
The lox, the capers,
mm-hmm.
the tomatoes, onions, lettuce, cucumbers, so you can make your very own bagel sandwich.
Okay.
You know, in-house smoked salmon at this, our place.
I'm just blown away. I don't even know where to begin with
well,
all
you know
of this.
Well, you know
what
you're going to begin is I'm going to bring this over to you real quick, and you're going to open up, and
it's
you're
like
going to start
bento,
to begin.
It's like a bagel bento box.
Yes.
I love it. The bartender made the drinks, by the way, and he didn't deliver them. So I wonder, maybe he's drinking them. Look at this. Okay. This is incredible. Look at this little bagel bento box you made here. So right now you said it's a pop-up over there, Makua. Are you working towards a brick and mortar, you said? This is amazing. This is amazing, by the way. He's got visitors.
Yes, we're working on a brick and mortar right now. So dig in there. Tell me what you think.
Excellent. Thank you, brother. One for him, too, please. Thanks. Actually, you can put the other two right there. Sweet.
Oh, God. Here we go.
There we go. All right. So look at this, man. I got my bagel bento box.
Yes,
okay.
You do. Well, I got my drink.
You got
Cheers.
Your drink.
Cheers. How about that?
That's it. Some aloha for everybody.
There we go. Hey, that doesn't – this is like
and
a –
we are – outdoors and separated
hey,
here.
Hey, that's a false advertisement of a star fruit.
That's not a star fruit. That's a dried
that's a
star fruit.
Fruit. That was, they found.
Now that I got my cocktails.
It's a crunchy star fruit.
Wow, that is good, though. Okay, enough of that.
How do the lovely ladies think the bagels are?
Do you like those bagels? Are they good?
They're awesome.
Yeah?
Do you like them? Thank you so much for trying them.
Bonsai bagels on the North Shore.
Yeah, we're coming. We're coming soon. We're looking for a brick and mortar right now.
So you're a pop-up, so you're not open all the time. You're only open on a couple days a week, or maybe just Saturdays.
Yeah, yes, on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday for now. We do special orders on our Instagram or our website. Mm-hmm. And yeah, excuse me.
So people go on the Instagram. They can they can find out what's going on. Uh-huh. You know what I didn't get is a bagel, though.
Aha, I get one of the toppings and not a bagel. Psych.
You know, I don't want to complain. But I did not get a bagel. Okay.
This one right here?
Oh, that's yours. Okay. What was this one?
Mediterranean pizza.
Mediterranean. Okay. Throw one on there. Yeah. Yeah, put one of each on the plates. This is amazing. There's a show going on, but it doesn't even matter. We're just serving bagels. Oh, my gosh.
Hold them all up to the camera.
This is awesome. Okay, folks, here we go. Quick rundown of the bagel. Once again, here's the... everything bagel. And when he says everything, it's like literally
everything.
This is a process to get this many of everything to stick to the bagel.
Oh, yes. I mean, everything is a process. Look at this setup we got here at Shore Fire. I was talking about Shore Fire and setup. I'm going to be setting up here Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of this month, this week, this weekend. Come out and enjoy. I'll be here for 3 nights in a row. Bring you guys some nice aloha music.
Whoa!
With the aloha spirit. You better double up that clap over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bite into this.
There you go.
That is amazing. That is awesome. You hear the people talking about
she's
it?
She's going to have to wait to reach us and be like, you got to be serving food in our restaurant. I didn't. They stole it.
So we don't sell bagels here. I don't know. That's amazing. So what's the Instagram? People come follow Bonsai Bagels.
Instagram is Bonsai.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Bonsai, B-A-N-Z-A-I, Bagels, B-A-G-E-L-S. Bonsai Bagels.
Fantastic. All right, Makua. Let's talk about Jaws.
Yep.
Let's talk about that. We're going to, a couple weeks ago, everybody was talking about this incredible super sets at Jaws. And then the video came out with you and a couple of your boys dropping in on some monsters. Tell me about that day. Did you know it was going to be big that day? Like big, big?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be big. The forecaster, Surfline, Buoy Weather. These guys, they really know what they're talking about nowadays. Windy.tv, the app. I really enjoy it. Storm Surf, you know, watching the maps. They really know how to forecast swells nowadays.
There's a science to it.
Yes, it's what would they call it? Geology something. It's got weather, whatever you do, whoever the guys. I'm not that smart. It's above my pay grade. Mm-hmm. But they watch the weather.
The meteorologists.
Meteorologists, yep. It's the mm-hmm. science of weather. And they know how, when, how strong the winds. You know, they have the Jason, they have the European satellites that measure storm, barometric pressure, highs and lows, everything.
Now, you must have a knowledge of some of this as you look at it, because they give you the stats on the website. After a while, you have to have learned some of this. You know what to look for, right?
Yes, I mean, swell angle, swell direction, how hard the wind is actually blowing in the eye of the storm, how strong it's blowing, and how far away from the shore the storm actually comes. You know, the middle of the storm, it only comes so close. If it comes too close, it'll actually be a hurricane, probably. But, yeah, so we don't want it too close. But over the years, we've learned to, really rely on the information from the scientists and the meteorologists. And this swell was forecasted to be big, and then it got bigger. And then the buoys started coming up, and the buoys were bigger than they've been in a long time. And they knew that. You know, I haven't gone to Maui in a little while because, the swells that I've seen weren't, after doing this for so long and watching so many swells go by, there's only so many swells you can actually surf before they start surfing you. And, you only get so many free shots. But you know, watching this one, I knew it'd be special. And Billy Kemper called me up. I was actually in Louisiana, and Billy was like, "What, bro? You like Otto?" I said, "Yeah, of course. Set it up. I'll be there." And I went straight from Louisiana, came home. The next day, I was in Maui.
And,
The next day, I was in Maui, and then the day after that was the swell. So it was a special one. You know, all the boys were out there, and you know, myself, Billy, Kai Lenny, Kai's brother Ridge, Francisco Porcella, Ian Walsh, the Walsh brothers, you know, Sean, DK, Luke, everybody, you know, all the boys were out there. We had Colomona, we had Curtis, you know, all the water safety was there. So we was a team. You know, when it's towing in is a lot different. It's the only time you'll find we in surfing, meaning, you know, a team sport. Surfing is an individual, you know, sport.
Yeah.
Me, I. And it's different in towing surfing. You're only as good as your driver. You're only as good as your teammate. And if your teammate doesn't know what you're looking for, if your teammate doesn't know how to study the ocean like you want them to, because you're sitting down low in the water, they're up high on the ski, you know, they kind of know what wave you're looking for after you've done it so long together.
Right.
And it's a blessing to have brother Billy. You know, he came up, you know, pretty much helped raise him. You know, wherever I went, Billy went. Whatever I had, Billy had. Managers, sponsors, whatever it was, I tried to take care of him, you know, and I've seen that fire in his eyes that he wanted it just as much or more than me. And so I did everything that I could to help him. And comes full circle that he calls me, invites me over, and I get this massive wave. And, yeah, they're claiming a 100-foot wave. And it's, you know what it is to me? It was a wave of...
Who said 100-foot? Do you remember?
There's a few people that said 100-foot.
I mean, it's been said a lot since, but like...
TMZ came out with it first, that it could be between 80 and 100, which it is between 80 and 100 feet, somewhere in there, for sure.
I mean, you've been on massive waves, so yes. Just from your personal perspective, while you're on it...
Well, it's bigger than my 66-footer.
Did this feel like the biggest wave you've been on?
You know, after being on so many big waves so many times, it's just another big wave, and I want to just ride it to the best of my ability.
Wait a minute. You said that with such cool, like, whatevers. Let me just digest that for a second. You've been on so many big waves that this was just another big wave. But this was, in fact, massive. I mean, 80 to 100 feet, that's the kind of wave that makes grown men cry.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, as we look at the video's playing now, as we look at the video, you're just a tiny little speck on this massive wall of water.
Yeah, it's you know, it was ironic to me that, you know, everybody's like, what was different about this wave? Did it feel like the biggest one? And, you know, it's ironic because I watched the Super Bowl go by and watched Brady win his 7th Super Bowl. They're like, was this one more special or more significant than others? And it was like, you know, I was just out there playing for my team. My team was playing as hard as I was. And, you know, that's pretty much what I said in the beginning was, you know, it's not about me. It's about this opportunity that I have to spread a message now. And I have a voice around the world with the media that I got. This wave probably got more press and media in the mainstream editorial, not set up paid for media by companies.
Right.
But the actual, you
just
know, the actual
organic
media organically picked up probably more noise than any wave in the last 10, 20 years, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while. And you know what? Honestly, we could use some good news these days. You know, there's a lot of... It's been a down year.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, when something like this happens, that's just pure nature, it's beautiful.
It's time to spread the... Share the light and, you know, spread
share
that,
the...
Spread the aloha.
Aloha.
But, yeah, it's an opportunity for me to grow and grow into my own man and, you know, I'm 36 years old. I don't know how much longer I'll be surfing competitively for. But
is there an age limit to surfing in general? I mean, I guess is it the point at which you're going to hurt yourself if you fall, or what is that?
I mean, look at Tom Brady. Look at guys like Grant Twiggy Baker and Peter Mill.
Yeah, they don't know the word retire.
What they've been accomplishing lately. Sonny Garcia, you know, he, before his unfortunate accident, He was continuing to compete. And, you know, you're only old if you think you're old. You're old when you start getting lazy and you start not using it, you lose it. And then people start using the age excuse, you know. Like you said, we just watched the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, go out there and smash all doubters.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it with a smile on his face. And you didn't see him on social media or anything fighting back with these people who said he wasn't and he couldn't and this and that. He said, yeah, you know, more power to you guys. Those are the guys that need the most love. right now is those haters, because they're so unhappy with themselves that they try and cast a shadow on everyone else because they're not feeling good.
Yeah.
You know, those people will never be anything besides a negative person until they find it in their heart to change. And then, you know, it's not about winning a Super Bowl. It's about being a champion, like I said in my post, in your hometown, with your own family, being the man that you can be to lead your family. You could be the MVP, the greatest of all time of your own family, and find happiness in your heart. You don't have to be this fancy, famous person on TV, because a lot of those people are insecure. A lot of those people are very depressed. And we don't see it because we only see in the media and the news all these glitz and glamour and shine. And then, oh, this guy, you know, did this to himself, or this guy has to go to rehab, or whatever it may be. And they got billions of dollars, and they're not happy, you know. And being able to share the message of Aloha, you know.
Well, let me ask you a second.
Thank you.
You know, we've done a few interviews with you. We had you on the show Five Facts. The recurring theme with you is that love for your Ohana, that love for your friends and your family. You bring people up with you. And that's not something that I always thought was a personal trait so much as something that's bestowed to you from the people that care for you. So you must have had a lot of that growing up. Did you have a lot of family support, like seriously, like just guiding you towards this sense of sharing what you have?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a lot of doubters growing up, the childhood that I had, and you'll only be, you know, like this. You'll only be like that person. You're only going to be whatever, you know.
Well, who were those? Like friends? Like people at
school? You know, sometimes they're the people closest to you. And, you know, sometimes there's those people in your life that I lost some. An auntie of mine, I got the news today, Mrs. Voorhees, God bless her soul.
I'm sorry.
And, you know, she wasn't my blood auntie, but, you know, there's some people out there that are going to believe in you more than you believe in yourself, and they're going to believe in you and what you can become, and they'll always be there for you and support you. And I've never had so much love and respect out of someone that wasn't my family, wasn't blood. And, you know, Mrs. Voorhees, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have graduated high school. There's a lot of things that this lady helped me with that, you know, to become the man I am today. And, you know, it's easy for people to jump on the bandwagon when you're hot and you're this, and, you know,
right,
they see your whatever Instagram blowing up and you got all these people, and then a established company goes like, here, let's do this together, make like they care about you. But really, they were there when it was good. It's easy to throw things at people that are doing good and stuff to,
sure,
organically help mold people. And then after they do good, on the downside, stick with them and help them grow as a average person again, because you're not going to be, you know, the lights are going to turn off, you know, the big stadiums aren't going to be there no more. And it's that bond and those people that really care for you around you that are going to help you transition back into life as a regular person. And I think as long as we continue to inspire and grow and help others become the best that they can be, we'll never have to go back to that old life. We can always stay at the top of our game, because being at the top of your game doesn't mean you're the guy winning everything. You know, to me, it means the guy that's inspiring the next generations and showing the future that, you know, like I model myself after the Dukes and our queen. You know, it wasn't about them. It was about their people. You know, Duke went and shared surfing with the world so that Hawaii could benefit, not just him. You know, you didn't see him all that. Look at me. I'm Duke Kahanamoku. I do this. It's like, look at what I got to offer. And look how beautiful my culture is. I want to share it with the world. And for that, Hawaii, look at Waikiki, has become what it is today.
Yeah.
You know, and just being a good person. You know what you're doing, and, you know, you're the only person that knows what's going on when no one's looking. You know what I mean? So that being said, you know, I just try. I try my best. I'm not perfect. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. And I'm not ashamed to say it, because a lot of people are making mistakes right now that could really turn themselves around and say, like, man, he did it, and he's not ashamed to say it. I can do it too.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if I can just have one boy or girl change their life, that'd be a win for me. You know, one person I can inspire to be a better person to help someone else, I'd be happy in life.
You know, 2020 was a challenging year for everybody in different ways. Everybody went through their own struggles. What was 2020 like for you?
2020 for me was probably just like it was for everybody else that went through the Great Depression, that went through the Spanish flu, that went through the Holocaust. You know, whatever it may be, people want to say, oh, 2020 was a shitty year. What did 2020 have to do with it? It was just a number on a board that man created. It's just life and things happen. And it's what we do in the face of adversity and how we can prosper, how we can reinvent ourselves to meet the new times and the new demands and the new age of man. And hopefully, like I said, help other people be able to follow that, because there's a lot of people aren't strong enough to do it without a role model, without a guiding light. And, you know, 2020, 21, 1990, I mean, a lot of people had, what was it, 2008 was bad for people. You know, it was recession. I mean, you know, the year doesn't matter. It's period, life's not fair. Life is going to kick you in the face in all different times. And what can you do to get knocked down 20 times and get back up 21? You know, and hopefully by doing that, we can show the world that by being better people ourselves, we can make the world a better place. And I know, you know, 2020 took a lot of from people. 2020 took businesses, it took jobs, and I'm not trying to, you know, play it down. But, man, I just love every, you know, and I want to just give my love and aloha for those who lost loved ones, you know, in 2020. Those who lost businesses, those who lost, you know, everything they worked for the last 100 years, their families. You know, those are the people that I want to give my love and aloha out to. It's just funny how life is, you know. People want to ask you, well, how was this? And I don't really got much to say because I don't really want, there's not the wrong thing to say, but I just want to send my love to out to the world, and hopefully that, you know, every day people can come back and bounce back from adversity. And if there's anything that I can do for anyone, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, because I answer my DMs and it's easy to find me at Makua Rothman. In your little aloha in your life, hit me up. I'll sing you a song, whatever you want to do.
Dropping the word of the day there for a sec.
Jared.
What's that?
Jared's making drinks.
Oh, Jared's making drinks now? Let's check in with him.
Oh, my goodness.
What's he making for us now? Look at this. I love the sound of ice being mixed up there.
Kind of like a margarita. A lot of people shake a margarita way too much. Just needs a little roll.
Mojito margarita, I can only imagine. There must be a Mai Tai coming next.
1 ounce of dark rum, which you can definitely eyeball it after you've done it a couple times.
There's that dark rum.
There, he's making the Hawaiian Mai Tai here at Shore Fire.
Like I said, we do about 500 a week.
So no doubt.
Definitely have practice.
Love it. I love it. What's your go-to? Again, what's your go-to at home?
Modern
sipping
garnish.
Is it tequila? Are you, you always keep like a good tequila lying around?
I don't really drink at home. I'm not really a big drinker. I drink every once in a while. I never really was. I like to sip on water. That's my favorite.
I bet you eat a lot of water when you're surfing.
You get shoved in there. I don't even have to eat it. It just, you know, it's a lot of holes that we don't notice we got until you fall on the big wave and it's like, whoa. That wasn't supposed to go there.
Just like that.
Look at that. Jared's got those Hawaiian Mai Tais coming out, man. Oh, this is beautiful. Let's give him some aloha.
Look at that. Even on the wall, they got aloha. Check it out.
Jared, those look amazing. You said you make about 500 of those a week?
We do, yeah.
Do you make any at home just for fun?
No, definitely not.
It's a job.
No, I made, I would say, probably 100,000 of these or more. Yeah. With this recipe over the last 15 years or so.
What did you say your name, Jared?
Jared, yeah.
Jared, what is your go-to drink? Say someone comes to the bar and goes, you're like, what do you, you ask them, what do they want? And they're like, just surprise me. What would be your go-to right now, this day and age?
Well, first, usually you want to ask them if they like sweet or not, because that's usually the first thing. They'll say, no, I hate sweet. And then you want to do something maybe like a bitter drink, like a Negroni or something like that. Mm-hmm. But usually a good go-to that I always use is like Lily Koi anything, a Lily Koi mojito, a Lily Koi, you know, like sparkling seltzer. Nice. Yeah, Lily Koi, because it's sweet, but it's still kind of crisp.
Lily Koi martini.
You know, it still has some nice citrus to it.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, Lily Koi is usually a good go-to for cocktail or anything.
I like that. Do you have your own Lilikoi juice that you guys make here, or you bring
it?
No,
we use a puree.
A puree?
Yeah. Nice. Usually Boiron purees, they make the best.
Nice.
Well, you could have, you see these vines right here? You could turn this into a Lilikoi vine. Just be like, check this out. Handpicked from our vine. Boom, straight into your drink. Only $54.99.
See, that's the entrepreneur.
We are working our herb garden right now to come out here. So it's going to have mint, rosemary, all that kind of stuff.
Lilikoi.
Yeah, that would be nice. A lot of maintenance, but that would be nice.
Yep.
Jared, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you so much.
The Hawaiian Mai Tai here. Let's try it. Mai Tais are fun, you know, when you want to get in that spirit for a little bit.
What did Paula Fuga say? Sweet and sour like a Lilikoi.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you got to stir it up
a little bit.
Give
some love to Paula. What a beautiful soul.
Paula's amazing. We're going to have her on the show here in a couple weeks.
Oh, my God. I just love Paula to the max. Just her aloha. And she's my tita. And I just wanted to give some aloha out to Paula.
You got to drink now. You keep saying it, bro.
Hey. Mm. Oh, gosh. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I'm going to have to stay in Waikiki for a little while before I drive
home.
You might have to.
You going back home to the North Shore tonight?
Yeah, not right after this.
No. I'll hang out for a little bit.
But yeah, I'm going to go home. I'm sure my daughter will be calling, Dad, where are you? Daddy's girl.
Do you get a lot of time with your daughter these days, with your businesses and everything?
I don't have a conventional job, so, you know, I can work from home a lot. And I can always be, you know, I have been blessed in life to be able to spend so much time with my children. You know, I have friends that wake up at 4:30, they're gone till 6:30, they're home, eat dinner, say goodnight to the children, and back at it again, you know, 5-6 days a week. And for me to be blessed with as much time as I do with my children, it's a dream come true. I cannot thank Nalani enough, my other half, for holding down the home front for me while I go out there and do what I can to take care of our family.
Your home is Ohana, your family at home. Is it just you guys, just your wife and kids, or you live with your extended family? You have a big house?
Us upstairs, Marcus Hickman and his family downstairs. I got Bobby in the boardroom, and my father. I bought the house right next to my dad when I was 18, when I caught the 66-foot wave. So my dad lives right next door. That compound is there. You know, everybody comes and goes from Uncle Eddie's house. You know, it's a safe haven if anybody's drinking on the North Shore or whatever. They know they can pull up to Uncle's house and crash. And
you were 18 when you bought that house?
Yep.
Cash.
2003.
Just go down. Bought it.
What
was that like?
I put a down payment and I paid a mortgage.
What was that like, going to buy the house next to your dad?
Oh, it was amazing.
That had to be fun.
Oh, my God, such a blessing. I mean, we built the house. He sold it back in the day. And, you know, my dad has his ways of getting things back.
And, he sold it and then he bought it back? Yep. Is that? Okay. Explain that.
I'm not sure exactly how it went down, but he sold it. And then he had the lease to rent it. So he had his renters in that house. And then...
So he sold it to someone else. He was collecting rent. And then he moved back, and then he bought it back.
Well, he told me, hey...
This business thing runs in your family.
This house is for sale. You want to get it? I mean, we can get it first, you know, and they... I guess when he sold it, they, you know, I guess they make contracts different ways, and he said that if they ever sell it, they have to offer it back to him first. So they couldn't just buy it and sell it to someone else.
Right.
So when they offered it back to him, he gave that option to me.
Nice.
And
so you grabbed it.
Back there. Yeah, I helped pound the nails in that house and clean up all the rubbish as they were building it. And yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. You just got so many stories, dude. That's fantastic. And you do construction. You do some carpentry. Home repairs, you do that all yourself?
No, I cannot. I am the worst big boy Lego builder there is. I call it big boy Legos. Watch my son then build these buildings, and I'm like, that's like what Uncle them do, but on a big scale. You know what I mean?
All right, we finally found something that Makua doesn't like
doing.
But
if you guys do need AC, I got ACs for you guys.
You install ACs?
I sell ACs.
You sell ACs? What kind of ACs?
I'll come and bid your job.
Yeah?
Yep, and I guarantee I'll bid the guys. You ever want it? Go to Cool Air, Hank.
Dude, that is a
business.
CoolAir.com,
and we got you.
CoolAir.com. That is a business that I think Hawaii is never going to run out of need for.
Oh, yeah.
It's been hot lately. Even now, it's wintertime.
And it's the best because they actually break. You know, I mean, we got to service them, and they're metal. I mean, no matter if you coat them or what they do, their salt air takes a toll on everything. And sooner or later somebody wants a bigger one or more, and it's an awesome business. It's good to give people comfort as well, especially the older people that have to stay home with COVID and, you know, these stay-at-home orders. A lot of the older people really need that coolness, mm-hmm. you know, to keep themselves cool and have to stay in the house 24/7, some of them, right? You know, they need to be taken care of. And my Uncle Derek Cabral, he's the best at giving back. I mean, you know, to do schools and stuff like that, he's always willing to donate and give back to the elderly and the children. You know, we did this thing at Kapi'olani Hospital I want to do again, where they draw on all my surfboards and I go and auction the boards off. And he just said, you know, I start the auction at 10 grand. He said, I'll buy two of them right away. And all he wanted to do, you know, he just wanted to donate the money to something good, a good cause. And we donated it to the children's wing, the terminally ill children that...
Which hospital is this?
Kapi'olani Hospital.
At Kapi'olani.
Yes, and we did Shriners, Kapi'olani, and we're trying to work with different organizations and people to do a lot more donations and giveaways.
That's fantastic. You must, with all your businesses and all your different organizations, people must come to you all the time with charity organizations or different places that need assistance and stuff like that. Is there any one of those that's like... that touches a little close to home, that's the one that really gets to you?
Oh, man, I mean, for me, it's not about what I can make. It's about how much I can give.
Yeah.
You know, if I can give more than I make, I'm doing all right. And, there's, you know, each and every one of them are special in their own ways. Everybody needs a little bit of love and aloha.
Hey!
in their own ways, right?
Yeah.
And I can't say that one's more special than the other because... every okay, single person on this earth is special, and everybody has needs to fill. And if we can do that by, you know, donating generously or creating ways to get people to donate money so that they can, you know, run their operation, we're all ears. So anybody out there who has ideas that wants to come with us to try and help their foundations or whatever move forward, grow, and help other people, let us know.
All right, we're running out of time here. We're going to wrap things up, but before we go, let's talk about what's coming up for you. You got those shows right here at Shorefire. You're playing your music. You got some new jams that you've been working on over the past year?
Yes, I am working on a lot of new jams. And I will be releasing them really steadily. I'm actually going into a meeting either today or tomorrow to figure out what single's next.
Okay.
And we're just going to start pumping them out. Hopefully, you know, the radios love them and we play them. Because for me...
You've done really well on local radio. I mean, your songs are great. They're catchy. They fit right in with the island vibe.
Yeah, it's...
I guess like everything else you do, you know, touch of gold.
Well, I mean, I can catch a big wave and make an impact. But if I make that one song that touches the whole entire world, that would be my goal. You know, if I can get that song...
What's the new song? What's the next one?
Oh, there's a bunch of songs. I've been working with Leslie, JP, mm-hmm. writing with JP a lot from The Green, JP Kennedy, Nick Bailey... You know, out in Tennessee, I've been working in Tennessee a lot. David Mescal, Nick Bailey.
Are you flying out there now, or are you still working remotely with those guys?
Well, I fly out.
You go there.
Yeah, and, you know, Auntie Gabby and Uncle Laird hooked me up with Kenny Chesney.
Wow.
And his Barefoot Radio. And, you know, flying out there, seeing Kenny and, you know, helping, getting some inspiration from him. And, yeah, you know, we can't do anything in this world alone. I don't care what you do. You're not going to do it on your own.
Right.
And to have a great network of people.
It's good to have those influences, those connections there.
I mean, Laird's been there my whole entire career. You know, the reason I am this big wave surfer is following after the footsteps of that great man.
Laird Christensen.
Yeah. Oh, Laird Hamilton.
Laird Hamilton, excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's, he's a big deal in my life. He's special.
When you were, like, you're talking about when you were first getting started in surfing, Grom style then. Laird's out there showing you how to do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Who were the other guys at the time around you then?
Well, the guys that were, what is his name? Derek Doner is the main guy who lived at the end of my street, who seen in my eyes. And Laird and Buzzy and Derek were creating a sport of toe surfing outside of my house at backyards with a Zodiac. They tow in on a Zodiac, you know, outboard engine. And that's how their strap crew came to be. And Derek Doner was right there at the end of my street. And he says he's seen it in my eyes that, you know, I wanted it more than the others. And You know, Laird guys invited me over to Maui. Derek took me over. And I was the first kid to pioneer, you know, surfing, young kids pioneering big waves to take on as a career. You know, only the big boys, the men did that. And the young kids were still looking to be contest surfers. And I was, it all started because I was a fat kid and I got teased and I couldn't do nothing. And I surfed small waves like crap. And I didn't have all the fancy moves, but I could surf bigger waves than them. So that was my thing. Like, oh, you guys can do this 360 or this air. Pff, minor. Look at the tiny waves you guys are surfing. Check this one out. You know what I mean? But it fueled my fire being talked to like that. And everybody, you know, calling me pufferfish, lunchbox, lunch wagon. I mean, all those things that you can be called. People, you know.
Kids are mean, man.
Oh, my God, this and that. But for me, I took it as fire. I was like, excuse my language, but fuck you guys. I don't care what you call me. Look at this. Now look at them now. Still yet. Fuck you guys. With all the aloha. You know what I mean? Straight up. That's just what it is. It's, you know, you don't forget those guys either.
Oh, my God.
But we're thankful for those guys. We're more, almost more thankful for those guys than any because they lit the fire and the spark that poured gasoline on that little fat fire. To become this new machine. You know
and
what I mean?
Here it is. You're that
unstoppable was the nitrous.
Makua Rothman on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Want to thank you so much for coming and for sharing your aloha with us today.
You know that.
Makua, you're so amazing. You can catch him. He's going to be performing here at Shorefire. What are the dates again? Give us all the dates that you're here.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this month, 19th, 20th. 21st, Shorefire.
Get down here and check it out. Of course, all the safety protocols in effect for COVID-19, so limited seating. Make your reservations now if you want to come down and check it out. And listen for the music. I guess there's new singles coming soon. We'll check that out.
I'm actually looking where I'm going to set up right now.
Yeah. At the sound. You might be not far from where you're seated. And, of course, when you're out on the North Shore on the weekends, look for Bonsai Bagels. They'll have a brick and mortar very soon. And AC units, and boy, we could just list all the what I want you to do is send me a link to all your businesses, and we'll just post it up on the website.
There you go.
Go and check out and support the Rothman Ohana. Thanks again, brother.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be back next week with more Maleko and Flash here on the podcast. Coming up in the next couple of weeks here, we've got more musical guests. We are going to be talking to Paula Funga. We are going to be back at the Blue Note very soon as well. You can always stay up to date with the latest broadcast by going to malekoandflash.com. We're live streaming every Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can listen to the podcast old school style on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you get your podcast. Find out more information. Follow us on social media at Hawaii's Maleko and Flash Podcast or at malekoandflash.com. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then. Hopefully Flash will be with us. Aloha.